Good morning, this is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Wednesday, May 27th. In the news this morning, overnight EBOT prices for July corn up a penny and a half at 320 and a half, July wheat up 2.5 cents at 509 and a quarter, and July beans up 4 cents at 851. Currently, we've got the dollar up 8 ticks, but the Brazilian dollar is up a little bit here, so they kind of offsets each other, but the crude oil is down 85 a barrel. That could be a little bit of pressure on the corn market. The metals are sharply lower. Gold's down 20 bucks. Silver's down 35 cents. Dow Jones looks to open up another 350 points higher here this morning. The world seems to think that the problems with the economy are all over. I disagree with that, but people are rushing in and buying stocks because nothing else really makes a whole lot of sense, I guess. The crop ratings, you know, they're good on the corn, 70% good to excellent. We do have some very wet areas out there. We've got Arkansas, Tennessee, the Dakotas, Minnesota pretty wet. But overall, the crop seems like it's in pretty good shape out here. We've got 88% planted versus 80 on average. So we're certainly going to get the rest of the corn planted one way or the other. The beans are 65 planted versus 55. Again, that's ahead of schedule, and no reason to think the beans won't get in the ground. Chinese-U.S. relations remain at the forefront for all these grains. There weren't any sales announced today, but they did switch 138 meal from unknown to the Philippines. I don't think that'll have that much impact out here. Funds are still heavily short corn, close to, we guess, about 265,000 contracts. So that's a potentially bullish scenario if we can get some kind of spark in this market out here. The weather's going to turn pretty good, mid-80s to mid-70s with some scattered rains here and there. So we don't see too much trouble. The Black Sea area got some rains. There's a question about how much out there. That may be supporting the wheat market a little bit. But overall, you know, I haven't seen anything that really is turning the tide, but technically, we're not acting too bad. We'd like to see July corn close over 325. We'd like to see July beans over 860, July wheat over 525. Those would all be very helpful closes if we can get it. Maybe if the world thinks that the economy is more certain, maybe they'll try to buy some grains at very cheap prices out here. That's really about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT Hedge.